There's one more question, Maitreya. It came out of my lecture. I was wondering, you know, we were talking about Prophet Muhammad and the Akashic Records, and of course the Quran was received through the Akashic Records from Prophet Muhammad, and I had really a hard time visualizing if it's even possible to have a visualization of what the Akashic Records are or could be. I can get the idea a little bit of ether, that they're ether, but I was just wondering if you could clarify or elaborate on that a little bit more.
Can I ask you a question? Can you visualize or imagine your memory, your own memory?
No, not really. You know it's there,
so,
okay.
That is what Akashic Record is, memory. Okay. If you cannot visualize your own memory, then you are not very different than anybody else that they are trying to visualize what the memory is. Okay. Memory is a storage case that you have your memory in there. That's right. You don't always remember where you were last night, or what you did last night. But if somebody asks you, okay, what did you do last night at 9 o'clock? You say, okay, let me think. Oh, okay, so you remember it. But where is that memory? What does it do? Very easy. You know, do we always remember them? No. But then happens, there is a place they are stored as our own memory. And then, that is where the ether or Akashic, ether in the universe, that's what it does. It keeps the memory memorized in the ethereal level. And as you remember, when the creation was created, the first thing was what? I know. Didn't have any memory. He just knew. You know. He just knew he was there. Okay. And then the first thing, the second feeling was, you know, he can do, he can move, he can create, he can do something. And then after he did it, oh, I have done. That is when the memory is. The memory really is, I have done, isn't it? Because if you haven't done it yet, it's not memory yet. And when did that feeling change? When the first ethereal layer in the universe was created. And the moment that created, that I have done, he changed Akashic Records. The first written word or memory in the Akashic Records was, I have done. And then on and on. And this memory is stored in Akashic Records. And then, so trying to imagine it is something impossible to do. As I said, if you can imagine your own memory, then you can imagine what Akashic Records is. And so if anything God does or happens is stored in the ethereal level, and it's in the universe, and it's there. Okay, that's why it doesn't matter if you change the scripture. It doesn't matter if you lie about something. If it doesn't matter if you try to twist in the wrong, today it wasn't really happened. Why? The exact thing happened in that moment is in Akashic Record. It's going to be revealed. As you said, whatever you do in your houses, it needs part of the seed. It will be revealed.
The secret thing will be revealed, is that what
you're saying? Every secret thing will be revealed. Why? How? Because they are already there in a Akashic Record. Somebody will access it. It will be revealed. It will. It's just that we're lying, trying to hide things, trying to not to be, you know, truthful. Doesn't work. Lying should be going to come out and come to the end. And so, even the first thing Gabriel said to Prophet Muhammad, what did he say? Read. That was Muhammad was an Elizabeth. He couldn't read. That's exactly what he said to him. I can't read. What are you talking about? I've never read in my life. I don't know your alphabet. He said, no, read. And what did he read? Did he really give him a book and say, okay, read it for me? No, he read from something. From God's memory. from the Akashic record. So now they use something in the computer called cell phone. It's a crystal. The crystal really is a crucified ether. That's why it holds the memory. And what they do, they use that in the computer to hold the memory. Really, what that memory in the computer is a crucified ether in the computer, and that is why it can hold the memory, because it's ether. So our body also, of course, is because we are connected to ether through our mind. So when we do something, it is recorded in our memory, okay, which is really connected to the Western memory. That's why when we sleep, what do you think a sleep is? A sleep is like computer is trying to defragment its hard disk, okay? Or the hard disk is being, you know, looked at to see if there is something wrong with it. When you fall asleep, your memory, your day, you go through the whole day, and your memory is connected to the universal memory, your Akashi record and God's mind, and its telepathy clears up for you. That's why some people say, I cannot remember something, and then I sleep, and next day, the first time in the morning, they remember exactly what they remember last night. For some students, I used to do that. Then I couldn't solve a problem at night, I would just work on it and sleep on it at night. First time in the morning, I would know how to solve a problem. Because during the night, you have in your brain, as you're working in the Akashi record, and you're connected to all those things, so that's why, you know, it's computer, much more clearer for you the next day than last night when you're trying to remember. So Akashi record is the memory, you are all of us connected to it. No one is not connected, but access to the, just again, the computer, you have to know the password, you have to allow to get to a special part that you are allowed, and some people cannot access a special places because it is okay for them, it's impossible, they cannot handle it, it's too powerful. So that's why not everybody needs access to all the spaces in the computer. And then, when they come, time comes, suddenly Prophet Muhammad comes and reveals things that a lot of people had distorted before. And then he says, what I say is the correct way of explaining things than before, because some people changed it for their own benefit. See? They changed the scripture, but God sent the Prophet to correct what they had changed. Okay? Well, where were they, those correct things? They already were in Akashic record. Okay. And God knew exactly what happened because he took it in his memory. And God sent it not to another thing, another prophet. They said that the one passage in Akashic record. All this stuff, all the things. It's not something that, I made it up by myself. I said, here, oh, that's a good idea. Put all these seven things together and come up with the seven of the one passage. No, it was in Akashic record. When the time came, he brought me to this light, and then when the time was corrected, he said, okay, you go tell the people, this is the from Akashic record, and this is the eternal divine path. So, the Akashic record is the memory of God. Memory is stored in the ether. That is why when the universe goes back to sleep, what happens to these memories? It dissolves to its purest consciousness and sequence. So there is no memory left. The memory is gone. Just like die. Okay. When you die, you know, the next life, do you remember? Unless you again go back to Akashic record and connect to it, you don't remember the previous life, but you have the experience with you. Okay. So, Akashic record is the memory of God. Memory is something, ether is such a subtle thing. Even science knows there is ether, but they have never been able to verify it. They have never been able to bring it to a visualization.
You can include it, but yet not verify it. they crucified into the chit, the ether?
But they knew the chit already crucified. It's just like a stone. They silver, it's kind of a stone that they mine. Okay. But that silver it is crucified ether. That's what can keep in mind. So psychotic record is a memory of God. It is connected to your memory. You have, some people have connection to some part of it. Okay. And some people, you know, don't have any other memory of it. So it's not something you can visualize, but explain and understand. Does it make sense?
Okay, thank you.